Hello?
Yes, hello, good evening. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I would just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Like, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And am I speaking to Kimberly Colvin? No,
No,
right.
you are not.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for president and Congress? Like, will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will most definitely vote.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I guess a strong Republican.
Okay, just whatever, you know, this is not a right or wrong
Yeah.
answer. This is however you feel. And what is your age, sir?
I am 53.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
I am white.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And now I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just please say so. Like, the first
Okay.
person is Janelle Bynum.
No, never heard of them.
Okay. And
What's
Project 2025.
I mean, I've heard of it. I'm not aware of what it is.
Okay. Let's see here. Presidential Transition Project is a political initiative published by Heritage Foundation that aims to promote conservative and right-wing policies to reshape the United States federal government and consolidate executive power. If Donald Trump wins the 2024 presidential elections, the project asserts that the entire executive branch is under direct control of the president and under the unitary executive theory. Just a summary.
Okay, yeah, I'm not aware of that one either.
Okay. And MAGA Republicans?
What, excuse me? Yes, I've heard that.
Okay, so how do you feel towards them? Remember, 100 being very warm, 50 so-so, or 100 or 0 very cold.
I mean, I guess warm.
Okay. Like a number 100, 90, 80, 70.
I would say, I mean, I'm fine with it. 100, I guess.
There you go. All right. And Democrats in Congress.
What do I feel about them?
Yes, 0 to 100.
I think they all need to have their own ideas and things. I'm not one for them at all.
Okay, so he says 0, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and Donald Trump?
I like him. I think he has the country's best in mind. So, yeah, I like him.
one number, 100?
Sure, that's 100% who I'm going to vote for.
Okay.
So,
and J.D. Vance?
You know, I never heard of him until he was picked, and I didn't like him at first, but he's really growing on me.
Okay.
He's younger than me, which is nice. But yeah, I am really, really starting to like him. I would say I'm at 100%. I think he'll make a good vice president.
Okay, so 100.
Yes.
Okay, so he's gonna be the vice president of Donald Trump.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I believe that.
Yeah. All right, understood. I didn't know that. Well, you learn something new every day, I guess.
That J.D. Vance is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
and
Kamala Harris?
Yeah, no, I've never really cared for her.
Okay, so that would be a what number?
That would be a no.
A zero, okay.
Oh, it'd be zero. I have no love lost there.
Okay, and Lori Chavez de Ramir.
I mean, yeah, I heard of her. I think I voted for her. I'm pretty sure I voted for her. But I haven't seen too much of what she's done in the Senate or the Congress to know if, you know, I still like her. But she's in my district, so.
Okay. So what number would you give her?
Oh, I would give her between 80 and a 90, I think. I think.
Okay.
85? I think she'd known more, too. Sure.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
Joe's been in there a long time. No. No.
Would that be a zero?
Yes.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress?
I guess there's certain ones that I like better than others. Some of them just kind of toe the leftist ideals. I would say I'm about 50-50 with them.
Okay, 50 it is. Thank you for that. And continue. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat? And if the election were held today, you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean towards, Republican or Democrat?
For Congress, is that what you're saying?
Yes, U.S. Congress.
I would lean Republican, just because I cannot get behind what the Democrats stand for right now.
Okay. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for President Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
I'm voting for Trump.
Okay, understood. And I didn't even know Robert Kennedy Jr. was there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's been around for a little bit.
I had heard about him. Yeah, I didn't know he was running for president. Okay, well, I'm sorry, just thinking out loud. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Republican Donald Trump.
I think Trump will win.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Ramir or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Probably Lori Chavez.
Okay, thank you. And even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum, now, What are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
I would have to look at her, but I'm fairly confident, being a Democrat, of all the things that she stands for. So I would not vote for her.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? And that's strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove, or you don't know?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you for that. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Ramirez is handling her job as your member of Congress? And that's strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove, or you don't know?
I almost say I don't know, because I don't know what she's voted for. I don't know what she's done. I don't know if that's on her or if that's on my ignorance of what she's done in there. So I would say I don't know.
Okay, you don't know. Understood. Thank you. And now that I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made her harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez de Ramirez to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez de Ramirez supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez de Ramirez has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard the information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez or Democrat Janelle Bynum? Or undecided,
oh,
other
100% Lori Chavez.
Okay. Thank you.
It's just funny to me that they have all these common sense things that they are just ridiculous.
Okay. Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Ramirez. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Ramirez for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Here goes the first one. Chavez de Ramirez stands by Trump, even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy. And that's clearly not Chavez de Ramirez. Would you say you stand with her a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know?
I don't believe any of those statements. No, I still stand with her.
Okay, thank you. And Lori Chavez de Ramirez voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their job to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but is just doing what Trump and Republicans' party bosses tell her to do. Would you still vote with her a great deal, stand with her a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all? And again, these are just...
happened. Is that a real statement? Did that actually happen?
These are concerns raised by people.
By her opponent.
It says people here have raised about some concerns about her.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. I don't even know if that's even true.
Okay. Would you still
about
stand
the law
by
enforcement?
Her?
Yeah, because I don't know if it's true. I mean, if it is true, I might have to rethink about it again. But because I mean, we shouldn't defund those things. But I'll have to look into that.
Okay,
yeah,
understood.
But,
yeah. Once you put her name on Google, you see everything that she stands for and everything that she's done, and everything that she hasn't done. You got till November to vote. If you want to check up on that, yourself, I'm just going off of, what some people have raised concerns on. I got a few more. I'm sorry to take your time. Thank you for answering up, by the way. It says here, Chavez de Ramirez has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Ramirez is a vote to undermine our democracy. Would you still stand by her a great deal? Quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know.
Yeah, I would still. Yeah,
there you go.
That's the common sense stuff.
Okay. And Lori Chavez de Ramirez broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortions and support a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who would stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Would you still vote for Lori Chavez de Ramirez a great deal? Quite a bit. Just some, not at all, don't know.
I won't go into all that, but yes.
Okay, thank you,
Anna.
And then I have two daughters myself, so I got to vote myself.
Yeah,
and then Chavez de Ramirez is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets, which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires, and tax cheats paced at their fair share because they fund her party's campaign. Would you still stand by her a great deal? Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And
they have billionaires, too.
One more question here. Seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez de Ramirez supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who've earned their retirement benefits. Would you still stand her by her a great deal? Quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Great deal.
Okay, thank you.
Great deal. No.
All right. And now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez or Democrat Janelle Bynum or undecided or other?
Lori.
Okay, thank you. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, which is 1 through 11th, high school, some college graduate?
I have a GED.
Okay. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? Married. There you go. Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
18 and younger? No.
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or an employee association?
Of what?
Of a
say,
union.
Say that one more time.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yes,
a union. Sir. Yes. My wife works for a union.
Okay. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump or other, or did not vote?
Trump.
Okay.
I voted for Trump.
All right. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for our for your participation. All right. And, you have yourself a great evening, and I do appreciate a lot your honesty, and have a great evening. Okay, sir?
Thank you. You had a good
job. Absolutely. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye.